Good morning.
As I said, this is Sister LaShonda. This is our Monday morning prayer service. I want y'all to have a good time. I want y'all to have the Spirit sit right there in the room, right where you are, because where two or three are gathered in His name, there He is in the midst, and I believe God is right here on the line. Please don't forget to share this line. Let somebody else come in and get blessed. Let somebody else come in and get delivered. Let somebody else come in and get encouraged, because I believe everything that I just said, that's what happens right here on the line. I'm not going to hold us up anymore. Sister Elaine, if you are ready, ma'am, it's in your hand.
Amen. I thank you, Lord, for waking all of us up this morning. I thank you for the things that you're doing, the things that you're about to do, even in the good times and in the bad. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. For faith is just a sinner who fell down. But we get right up again. My topic to this morning is on, it is worth it. Yes, it is. It's worth it to get up each and every morning, to be in the location, in different locations. Mine's on Mondays is in my kitchen, at my kitchen table. My topic, I was like, oh my goodness, I get different topics each week, and they'd be fun to look at, fun to study, to find out what is going on in these topics, and they always be good for me. It is worth it. The Bible repeatedly emphasizes that following Jesus is worth it, highlighting the immense value of external salvation and a relationship with God. This is powerfully conveyed through several teachings and stories. The Bible emphasizes that following God and His teachings is ultimately worth it, despite any hardship or difficulties. Encountered in this life, it highlights that true value and fulfillment are found in a relationship with God and living according to His will, which may involve sacrifices and challenges. Jesus stated that the human soul is worth more than the entire world. This underscores the immense value and God's place on each individual and eternal significance of their choices. Worth in Christ. Ultimately, the Bible teaches that our worth is found in Christ, not in our own accomplishments or the opinions of others. God sees us as worthy because of His love and the price He paid for our redemption. Therefore, the Bible message is that while the path of faith may be challenging, the reward of a relationship with God's eternal life and living according to His will, care, and immeasurably value, and it makes it all worthwhile. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord God, because you're worth it. You are worth everything that we want, everything that we need. It is worth to think about what your word is telling us. It is worth it to know your word each and every day, to get up and bless your holy name each and every morning and every evening and even in the middle of the day, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, because you are worth it to us. You are so worth it that we get up each and every morning and we get on this prayer line and we magnify your name in prayer. Not only do we just magnify your name in prayer, but we're taught to pray for others. We thank you, Lord God, for this ministry. For this ministry, because the building, that was just the building that we came into. But this is something different and it's something real. It lets us know each day that we are that. We are that building. We are the building. We are the ones that come forth that we can walk and talk and listen to your word each and every day. We have someone that ministers to us each and every day, and it is worth it. It is worth that we come to you and we learn about you, Lord. We learned about your son, Jesus, that gave his life for us. And it was all worth it to you both, for you, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit that you brought to us, each one of us. I thank you, Lord God, for the persons near and far. I thank you, Lord God, continually for our bishop and his wife and his family, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for the things that you have set forth and in place for him to teach us, because he gives us a good word, and it is worth it. It is worth it each and every day to hear his voice and to teach us about our finances, to teach us about how we should give, how we should do this and that for your sake, Lord. We thank you, and for our sakes as well. We thank you this morning because you are a loving and kind God, and it is worth it to us to know who you are and what you're about and what you going to bring to us each and every day. We hear your word from Monday to Friday, and even on Sundays, we hear your word. We hear your word even when we don't hear your word on Friday. We hear your word anyway, because it's in our hearts and it's in our minds. We worship you, Lord. We magnify your holy and magnificent name. We call out holy, 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 because you are holy, and it is worth it to us. It is worth it to us to know that we have a God that sits high and look low, that opens his hands to us, to hug us, to love us, to let us feel who you really are, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for those 39 stripes that you gave, that your son took for us. And we wonder, oh my God, he took all those stripes, those 39 stripes for us, but it was worth it. And we thank him. We thank you for your son, Jesus, that died on that cross and came back alive for us. He no longer sits on that old wretched cross. But he's down and he's alive and he lives in us. Was he worth it? Yes, it was worth it for what he did for all mankind. We thank you this morning. We love you this morning. We give you praise this morning. There is none like you. No one in heaven or in earth is like you, God. We worship you this morning. Is it worth it? Yes, it is worth it. The things that you did for us and the things that you're still doing for us, it is worth it. And we thank you. We thank you for the things that you're doing. We thank you this morning for the sick that can't get out of their beds this morning, but they can open their eyes and they still have breath to open their mouths and thank you still. Thank you. Thank you for healing them this morning. Thank you for the things that you're doing, the things that you're about to do, even in our lives, even when we think that things are not going well or right with any one of us. It is worth it to wait to see what you're going to do. It is worth it in everything that you do. It is worth it that we can get up in the mornings and read your word in morning, noon, and night. It is worth it that we know who you are. It is worth it. We thank you this morning. We thank you for our kids. We thank you for our grandkids. We thank you for everybody, Lord God. Anybody that I can't think of this morning, I thank you, Lord God, for them. Thank you. We trust you. We trust you because it is worth it to trust you, to depend on you, to love you as you have loved us and you still love us no matter what. We thank you this morning. You are the great King. King of kings, Lord of lords, even through all of this that is going on in this world, it is worth it to still bow our heads down and bend our knees to say thank you this morning, because it is worth it all the time. We thank you this morning. We thank you and we magnify your holy name. I want to give it back to the host.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Elaine. It is worth it. It is worth it. Say, is my living in vain? Is my serving him? Is my singing in vain? Is my praying in vain? And right there it says, of course not.
Of course not.
Because everything that we do, everything that we have, everything that we go through, the good and the bad, it all works together for our good, and it's worth it. It's worth it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God, that you thought that we were worth it. You thought that we were worth your son's life. Thank you, Lord, for the redemption. Thank you, Lord, for drawing us to you, Lord. Even when we didn't know you, when we were going in our own direction, when we didn't have any answers, when we was lost in the world, you knew us and you called us by name. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my Lord. Listen, me and Sister Elaine said the same thing when she saw her word. All right, but I don't, listen, she did her job. I don't need to run behind her and do no more, but I thank God. Sometimes it'll hit us in a different way. Other times the topics, you got to figure them out. You got to dig them out. But listen, this is easy. It's worth it. It's worth it. The praise is worth it. You bowing down and worshiping him, it's worth it. Everything that you're going through, it's worth it, because in the end, that's where you get your oil. In the end, when you're pressed, that's where the oil comes from. When your back is against the wall, that's where you know that you can depend and lean on God. When your back is against the wall and they say that you only have 5 days to get up out of the home, and then God does something suddenly that keeps you in your home. Sister Damien's is on the line. Sister Denise is on the line. She'll tell you, God will counsel your debt. I remember her testimony. God will counsel your debt. My God, let me calm down. Let me pull myself together. Listen, it's Monday morning. Y'all know what I'm going to do. I don't know. I don't know who comes on here just to be nice. It's okay. Listen, get what you need, but when you come on here, we're going to praise him. We're going to worship him. I'm going to lift him up. Now, y'all can help me, but I'm going to lift him up because he is worthy. I thank God for y'all. Listen, I know some of y'all got to get up out of here. I know. So go ahead and be blessed. We want to thank you for joining us this morning. Here, listen, consider sowing a seed. Consider two things. I want you to consider two things. Sharing this line. Letting somebody else get blessed. Share this line. Share it on your social media. Share it day by day when you're running into people. And then also sowing a gift, because every seed produces a harvest. I want you to consider sowing a gift. If that is you and you are so inclined to give, go to our Cash App. That's Bishop Eric Clark. Or you always can go to the website and sow your gift there, and God will bless the seed. I believe that. Hey, I'm running into Sister Tanya's time. At this time, we're going to go ahead to our next prayer lead. Sister Tanya, if you're ready, it's in your hands, man.
Good morning. I was on the same page as my sister as I'm walking through the kitchen. I woke up with this on my spirit. I'm not going to sing it. It just says that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. And his mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. God has been faithful to us. The word that I was given was starting over. And it brought me to one of my favorite passages in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, starting in verse 18. It says, forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Lord, sometimes it is not easy to start over. But you are a God that gives direction, and you are a God that gives insight. You are a God of new beginnings. Did you say, see, I am doing a new thing? Can't you perceive it? Father God, forgive us when we can't perceive the new things that you want to do in our lives. Lord, help us to rely on you even when we have to start over. Lord, even when things seem that are impossible, Lord, we just thank you that we know that in you, you say you are doing a new thing. I pray, Father God, that in our lives you would do new things and that we would see that, Father God. The psalmist says, be still my heart, knowing that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And so, Lord, we're praying that as we start over and new things, Father God, that you would open up doors that no man can shut. I pray, Father God, that you would bring out of our lives a wellspring of life. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would fix our eyes on you. For you say that those who stay steadfast on you will be kept in perfect peace. So, Lord, I pray that we would submit ourselves unto you. That we would turn away from those old things, Father God, the things that keep us bound, Lord Jesus, that we would start anew each and every day. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can get back up again. Thank you that each day that you give us breath, you give us a day to start over and to praise you more, to give you more of the glory and give you more of the honor in our lives. I pray, Father God, that your resurrection power will be at work in us each and every day. Lord Jesus, again, we pray for the kids going back to school now. We pray, Father God, for a hedge of protection over them. We pray, Father God, for peace and mercy and love. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will be their strong tower. We pray, Father God, that you will shield them. We pray, Father God, that our kids will be surrounded by people in their sphere of influence that will lift them up and not tear them down. I pray, Father God, that our kids will be encouraged and not discouraged in this school year. I pray, Father God, that they will walk in confidence in light of who they are in you, knowing that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so I also pray for our teachers all around the world. I pray, Father God, for mercy and grace for them. I pray, Father God, for patience. I pray, Father God, that they would be able to be free to teach the kids what they need to learn and that our kids' minds and hearts will be open to receive what it is they learn in the school year. And so, Lord, I just pray, Father God, for our parents. I pray, Father God, that we, Lord Jesus, as we try to do new things for our kids this year, I pray, Father God, that we will be encouraged, that you would give us wisdom, that we will walk in light of your word and your scripture, Father God, that our hearts will be filled with love towards our kids. I pray, Father God, that we would give them to you. Lord Jesus, we surrender all. We surrender all that you have given us, Father God. We say, have your way. Lord Jesus, I just pray that we remember to take up our cross daily and follow you. I pray, Father God, that you will order our steps, that you will guide us, Father God. I pray, Father God, that we, as we put our hands to the plow, that we'll keep pushing forward, Father God, that we won't give up. That we know, Father God, that we are just passing through. This is not our home. Heaven is our home. And you said that you have gone to prepare us a place, that where you are, we will be also. I pray, Father God, that our work on earth would be about the Father's business, bringing people into the kingdom. I pray, Father God, that as we start over in you. Remembering, Father God, that you know our hearts. And so I pray, Father God, that you will renew our hearts and you renew our minds, Father God, that you are creating us a clean heart and that you are renewing us a right spirit, Father God, that we will walk upright in you. Father God, you said that who take care of the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, won't I also take care of you, Father God? I pray that we won't be scared to start over, to start anew, to start afresh, and that you would do a new thing, that you would bring out of us those things that you have created, Lord Jesus, to come out. And I pray, Father God, that as you so freely give unto us, that we freely give unto others. I pray, Father God, that you would produce in us good fruit. And I pray, Father God, that we will be your light. That we, Father God, will shine so brightly that people will want to know who you are. Thank you, Lord, because we are reminded that alarm clocks all over the world have been going off. But you have breathed life into us one more time. And I pray, Father God, that we would give everything that we have to honor you, to lift you up, to glorify you. For you are worthy, Father God, of our praise. You are worthy, Father God, of our worship. You are worthy, Father God, to be lifted high. For you said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw on men unto me. And you have been lifted up. You lifted up on the cross. You gave your life for us. And Lord, we say thank you. Thank you, because you didn't stay dead. You got up. O grave and O death, where is your sting? Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have overcome. And in your overcoming, we can overcome. But we are overcomers in Christ Jesus. I pray, Father God, that as we put one foot in front of the other today, Father God, that we won't neglect who we are in you. But Jesus, help us not to grumble and complain, but to give you glory for all that you do on our behalf, for all that you have done on our behalf, for all that you're going to do on our behalf, Father God. We thank you. And we pray against the works of the enemy and everything he would try to do, Father God, hindering, Lord Jesus, our walk with you, our talk with you, our relationships with people, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we won't allow Satan to have a foothold. I pray, Father God, that you would come and you would bring peace to our minds, that you would bring peace to our hearts, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that as you sat with the woman at the well, Father God, that we would sit with you, that we would know who you are. For you are the great I am. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the Master and the Lords of Lords. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We thank you that you were there in the beginning. We thank you that you'll be there in the end. We thank you that our final answer is that in the end we win. Lord Jesus, we thank you that we are victorious in you. And even as we start over, even as we try to do new things, Father God, there you are in the midst of it all. Thank you, Lord, for being on the prayer line this morning. For you said, where two or more are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. Lord, thank you for being in the midst of your people. I pray, Father God, that we would be obedient to the leading of your Holy Spirit. I pray, Father God, that we would be not wise in our own eyes, Father God, but we would look to you. I pray, Father God, that you would be our source of strength, that you would be our source of hope, Father God, and that we would worship you in spirit and in truth. Draw us, Father God, unto you today. Help us, Father God, to do a new thing. And I pray, Father God, that our eyes will be open to just how awesome, wonderful, and amazing you are, for you are a good, good Father. And it's your amazing grace that we walk, Father God. It's through your amazing love that we can love others, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for opening up our eyes. I pray that we would want to know you more. I pray, Father God, that our heart, our hands would be out, Father God, not to receive, but to give again what you have so freely given unto us. I pray, Father God, that we would be willing vessels, willing to go. As he said, who shall go? He said, Lord, send me. Lord, help us to be willing vessels to go where you send us. Help us to not be afraid to step out and do a new thing. Help us not to be afraid to step out and start over. For it brings new beginnings and new adventures, Father God. And so we thank you that no day is dull in your presence. Thank you, Father God, that you are just so loving and so kind and so understanding. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for hearing our prayers. But you said, Lord, as we ask of you. So, Lord, we just pray that you would hear our prayers. We're asking this morning that you would come and that you would have your way in our hearts. We pray, Father God, that you would come and give us a word for those who are looking, for those who are seeking. Father God, I pray just that you would answer according to your scripture. And I pray, Father God, that we would know that you are in control, that you got us, so we got this. Thank you, Lord, for the strength and your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your unconditional love that cannot separate us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you know us by name, that you blot out our sins, and you remember them no more. So, Lord, we just give it unto you, and we say, have your way. In Jesus' name I pray, and call down in faith, and I turn it back over into the hands of the Holy.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, 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 starting over. Sometimes that's the hardest thing to do, but we have to put our hands in the hand of the Master. Allow him to create a new thing. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Sister Tanya, for that prayer. Yes, his mercies, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. He is worthy, he is worthy. Hey, we're at the halfway point. I want to encourage y'all with the supporters declaration. Large sums of money is coming to the people of God, and we will pay our tithes. I am going to be in the right place at the right time for a blessing. Financial support is coming to the ministry daily. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we begin to declare this over our lives, let's start looking. Let's start looking for the large sums of money. Let's start looking to be in the right place so that we can receive our blessing. And then let's make sure that we are the financial support that the ministry needs on a daily basis. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As I give, you give. I can't beat God giving. I can't beat God giving no matter how hard I try. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, we are in need. We are still searching for prayer leads and prayer hosts. And listen, this may be your time. You say, I'm maturing. I'm getting something out of the line. I believe God can use me. I no longer want to sit in the back. This is your opportunity to do ministry. And we've already set up the place. There's already a system in place that you can jump in and you can allow your portion to supply. Every joint supply of you, listen, be a part of the prayer ministry. You can be a prayer lead where you're praying for 15 minutes. And I say it all the time. Even Sister Keisha has picked it up. A lot of our hosts have picked it up. Hey, if you don't feel like you can do your whole 15, tell them to team you up with us. We will work with you. We'll get us through the 15 minutes. But do the time that you can do. And I believe that God is going to increase it every time. And by the time you look up, you're doing your 15 minutes with no problem. If you say, you know what, I can do an hour. I can host the line. I can host the line. Then if that either one is you, you can call the church at 216-475-6327. Leave a message, and Pastor Lenora will get back with you. We'll get you integrated. We'll get everything that you need. And we'll be thanking God for your voice. All right? All right. I'm not going to hold this up. This is Sister Keitha's time. Ma'am, if you're ready, it's in your hand.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Jesus. My topic I was given is escaping with my life or for my life. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, we all have been through this or been in a situation of escaping with our life, because escaping with your life is several different ways you can do that, you know. But, you know, generally it's you know, you're trying to survive a dangerous situation, avoiding death, all of that. When I think of that, it made me think about in Genesis 19 and 17, when the angel told Lot
to go, to escape with your life and don't look back, you know. That was a life or death situation. And he had to leave. He was hesitant, but when the angels gave him that little push and said, go, get out, you know, to keep going and don't look back, you know, they had to move quick because God was coming to destroy. But it's sometime we have been in a situation, a life or death situation at one point or another in our life, if not literally escaping from danger, you know, you can use escaping from life as a coping mechanism. You know, sometimes people in, they call it escapism, in a psychological situation, you lock your mind, you put your mind, you know, in a place where you're just trying to survive within yourself, and you might be around in a real stressful or unhappy or situation. Things may have happened that could trigger you and cause you to go somewhere else in your mind, you know, to do something or whatever. You trying your best to survive, and you just block out things. That's a coping mechanism for stress. And then you also have the spiritual escape, and that's when you're trying to find a deeper meaning and purpose in your life. Escaping, spiritual escape, basically to me, bring me to the scripture. It fell on my mind. It was in, how can we pray? Hebrews 2 and 3. I'm sorry, y'all. It's Hebrews 2 and 3. The Amplified Version say, how will we escape the penalty if we ignore a great salvation, the gospel, the new covenant? For it was spoken at first by the Lord, and it was confirmed to us and proved authentic by those who personally heard him speak it. Thank you, Jesus. When you want that spiritual escape, you want Jesus to come in and change your life. You want to confess, you know, you want to tell him how godly sorry you are, and you want the new birth. You want the Spirit of Christ to come on you and change you from your ways so that you can live a godly life, and you will receive the reward, not the penalty. You'll be escaping with your life from this place, from hell, to going to with Jesus to heaven. And that's our biggest goal, to make it into heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Let's escape this polluted, this foul world, and let's be able to escape to Jesus and live a godly and a righteous life. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Excuse me. Lord God, we come before you this morning, Lord, thanking you first of all, thanking you, Jesus, for your salvation. Thank you, O God, for making a way out of no way, Jesus. As we think, Lord God, you did the ultimate. You sacrificed your life that we may have a chance to live again, that we may have a way of escape, Lord. I say thank you, Jesus. This life, Lord, this life here on earth, Lord. We know when God originally created, it wasn't meant for us to go through the things that we go through and deal with all of this, Lord. But we thank you, Lord, down through the years, you decided to send your son. You can't, you let him come down, Father. And he bled and he died. Lord, he suffered many things that we may have a right to make it into your kingdom. We say thank you for it. We bless you, oh God, today, Lord, for waking us up, for keeping us clothing in our right mind, oh God, for the use and the activities of our limbs. We say thank you, oh God. We say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How you brought us through our yesterdays. Oh, hallelujah. As many times, oh God, that we can look back, Jesus. Each and every individual have a yesterday. And each of us have something that we escape from in one sense or another. But then again, each and every one of us have escaped from the sins and the cares of this world. We escape to you, Lord. We call unto you who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We call unto you who have the power, hallelujah, to save and to release and to set free. Oh, yeah, God, we give you glory this morning, Jesus. You are the lifter of our souls. It's you, Lord Jesus, that set us free. It's you, Jesus. When we was out in the world, Lord, we have been in situations, dangerous and life-threatening situations. But, Lord God, you had your angels encamped about us, Jesus. And they picked us up and lifted us and turned us around. And sometimes we can look back and say, I don't know how I got out of that one. I don't know how I'm still here. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we escape, Lord God, because of you, Lord, because of your hand of protection. We escape, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, because you've covered us with your blood. Thank you, Lord. We say thank you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, because there have been times, oh God, when situations have come, Lord God, and we may have dealt with lots of things, even those that have been through different traumas in different situations, and you learn how to build up coping mechanisms, and you try to block things out psychologically, Lord God, so that you can live and perform a daily life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for keeping us. Our peace of mind is everything. The thoughts of going back to those places in our mind can be devastating, can be destroying, oh God. But we say thank you, Jesus, because you have given us the power, Lord God, hallelujah, to take us somewhere else in our minds, to take us somewhere else in the spirit, to distract us, oh God, hallelujah, from the pains of yesterday, hallelujah. We say thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the way of escape, Lord Jesus, for our lives. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your encouraging word, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the songs, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the testimonies and the encouragement. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, for putting joy down in our soul. Hallelujah, Jesus, putting clapping in our hands, Lord, putting a dance down in our feet, Jesus. We say thank you, oh God, thank you, Lord, thank you for the victory, Lord God. We can dance upon our enemy head, Lord God. Yes, we say thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We can dance upon serpents, oh God. And if they bite us, Lord God, it's you, Lord, that can take the poison away. And it be of none effect, Jesus. We've been bitten, Lord. But you cured us, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've cured us, oh God. You have cleansed us of our unrighteousness, Jesus. Hallelujah. You made a way of escape, Lord. It's your plan of salvation, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. That's the greatest plan that any man have written, Jesus. Any man have lived, hallelujah. Any man have granted, oh God. You did that for us, Jesus, when you came down here in flesh, Lord. You, Lord God, you lived and you breathed and you walked among us, oh God. And it's you, oh God, that took yourself. You allowed yourself to be hung on the cross, Jesus, and to be beaten. Oh, God. Lord God, you did that for us, that we have a way of escape. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. I can escape with my life knowing, oh, God, that when the time come, I will be in heaven with you, Lord. Be in peace. Be in joy. Be in victory, Lord. No more fighting. No more pain. No more sorrow, Lord God. No more hurt and post-traumatic stress, Lord God. No more sorrows, oh God. We'll be with you, Lord, in heavenly places. And we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for making that way of escape, Lord, for our lives. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Lord, we ask you to cover each and every person on this prayer line today. Lord God, whatever it is that they may have to escape from, give them a way to do it. Remind them that it's through you, Lord. It's through you, Lord, that we can escape. Whether it be physical, spiritual, or psychological, you gave man the choice and the authority to make decisions. And we say thank you for it. Bless us all. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Back into the hands of our host, Minister LaShonda. God bless you all.
Woo! Sister Keitha, I'm over here. Yes, God, you give us a way to escape. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can run into you, our strong tower. Oh, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you. I thank God. I thank God for moving on the line. We don't know what you come in with. We don't know if you're heavy. You might be light. This might not be a heavy time for you. Somebody might just be coming in. I just want to get my refresher, put a little gas in my car. I just thank God for wherever your position is, you keep finding yourself right here on the line. That's what I thank God for, that we can be right here to serve. We can be right here to lift up God's name. We can be right here in a corporate praise unto him. I thank God for the prayer line every day, Monday through Friday. And I want to encourage you once again, share the line. Tell somebody about it. That we're right here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9. I tell everybody, don't get intimidated by an hour. But the hour go by quick. I don't know about y'all. The hour, I look up. We at the hour. But don't get intimidated by the hour. If you can only stay 10 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever that time is, come in and get what you need. And then get on back off the line. It's okay. because we're here all week. So one of the days you might be able to stay a little bit longer. However, God works your schedule. That's all right. Come on in and get what you need. I thank God again for the prayer line. Hey, y'all know I'm the last prayer lead. I am so overwhelmed, overfilled with the prayer leads this morning. God is good. God is good. Hey, people of God, I want to thank the ones that did join. If you do have to go, I want to thank you again for joining us this morning. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you in the Lord to sow a gift. If you are so inclined, you can go to the Cash App. That's Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209. You always can go to the website, that's EKC Ministries, and sow your gift there. Hey, while you're there, why don't you upload your 1 minute or less testimony, sing your favorite song that gets you through, read your favorite scripture that always encourages you. That is helping guide people to salvation, all right? You can also leave your prayer request. We want to pray for you. We want to pray with you. We want to touch and agree with you, all right? You can do that by going on to the website. It's so many different things there, so you can go through the website, see what we have, and be blessed by it, all right? The Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. I am thankful this morning. Hey, we had a praise and worship service on Saturday in our Bible study, and God just came into the Zoom call. I want to encourage the people as well. Don't back up. You started a prayer service of your own with your family. Don't back up. You started a Bible study. Don't back up. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. It don't matter what the numbers look like. Keep pushing. Allow God to use you. You have matured, so now he can use you. And don't get caught up in the people's faces. Don't get caught up in the people's faces. Do what God is calling you to do. I'll say that. But I get to pray what's on my heart. The people are on my heart today. We have a prayer list. If y'all don't mind calling out some of these names, and listen, forgive me if I pronounce your name wrong. Forgive me up top. Minister DeAndre, Markia, Joseph, Rose, Brenda, Rosie, Mercedes, Courtney and her family, Tamika, Mother Burgess. Let's pray for all of our mothers. Let's pray for the ones that are in the nursing home, the ones are in rehab. Let's pray for the church in Africa. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters right here. Let's pray for the people in Gaza. Let's pray for the people this morning, if y'all don't mind, all right? Lord, we thank you and we do praise you again for another day. We thank you, oh God, that you give us access. My God, you give us access to your throne, Lord, that we can come boldly but humbly, knowing that we can ask anything according to your will, and you would grant it unto us, O God. So I pray this morning, as you heard the names that were called out on the list, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you will move on your people's behalf. Some of them had issues, Lord, but you deal with issues. Just like the woman with the issue of blood, you deal with issues, whatever it is. Lord, we know that you can go into the situation, Lord Jesus, and you can turn it around for them, oh God. Lord, some of them are looking for healing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that they can go to your word and it tells them and reassures them that you took 39 lashes on your back for their healing. Lord, all we have to do is claim it, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you that you're lifting them up out of their sick bed, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're giving them strength, oh God, strength like no other, oh God. thank you, oh God, that you are healing and raising them up, oh God. Lord, to give them a testimony, oh God, of what you have done, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that you're answering the prayers of the righteous, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that your word can return to your void, but it has to accomplish that which is sent out to do. Thank you, oh God, that it is being established in our lives, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that you're covering whole families, oh God. Lord, everything that we need, oh God, you cover, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that you see it before we need it, oh God. And you have already made way of provision, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that we can look to you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that you answer us, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that you hear us, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that you are near to the brokenhearted, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that the ones that are struggling with mental health, oh God, you are right there next to them, oh God. Lord, that they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy, oh God. Lord, thank you, oh God, that we can hand ourselves over to you, oh God. And Lord, thank you, oh God, that we can find rest in you, oh God. Lord, thank you, oh God, that there is peace in you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that there is joy in you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that you look over with the people in the nursing homes, oh God. Lord, you set up the right people to take care of us, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that you send your hands into the world, oh God. Lord, that we are there to encourage, oh God. We are there to uplift, oh God. We are there to speak a word. Lord, we are there to put our hands and lay our hands, oh God, and the sick recover, oh God. Thank you. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that you are bringing people into the ministry, oh God. Lord, that you're calling them from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, oh God. Lord, you're calling them in, oh God, to do exactly what you need them to do. Thank you, oh God, that we are here, willing vessels to be used by you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the people that joined the line, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that you are opening up their ears of understanding, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that you're opening up their eyes, oh God, that they can see spiritually what it is, the new beginning that you are creating in their lives, oh God. Lord, I thank you now, Lord Jesus, that somebody is afraid. They don't want to step out. They don't think that they're worthy. But, Lord, let them know. None of us are worthy. All of our righteousness is as filthy rags. But it is in you, Lord Jesus, that covers us, oh God. When we get up under your blood, oh God, they don't see us, they see you. So, Lord, let them be willing. Let them be willing to be used by you, oh God. Let them be willing to have their mouths cleaned and have their minds regulated and have their hearts fixed. And Lord, let them be willing to be used. Lord, because you don't need perfection. You need a willing heart. Let that be us today, oh God, that we'll lift you up, Lord Jesus, that we will bow down and worship you, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for every time that you come into the service, oh God. Lord, that you don't leave us the same way that we came. Thank you, oh God, that you give us little nuggets, oh God, that you bless us as we come together, as we worship you. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you that your spirit manifests itself on the line. I pray now that as we go into our day, oh God, that you are blessed. Lord, that you are blessed. Somebody was dreading going into work. Lord, you'll change the atmosphere even now. You'll change the atmosphere even now, God. Lord, that we'll take authority over the atmosphere. That we don't have to be tormented, but we can walk in love and power and a sound mind. Thank you even now, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are so worthy. You are so worthy to be praised.
bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Bow down and worship him. Enter in. Oh, enter in. Consume me, fire, sweet perfume, your awesome presence fills this room. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. So come and bow down.
Lord, we bow down and worship you. We give you the praise that is due you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Jesus.
For joining us this morning. I pray that something that was said, that was prayed, that it touched your spirit, that it encouraged you this morning, that it strengthened you this morning, that you're not giving up. Maybe you're starting over, but you're not giving up, knowing that the Lord will make a way of escape for you. Thank you, oh God. Let us know that it's worth it. It's worth, oh my God, thank you. It's worth it, Lord. I'm going to calm down. Listen, we're going to